Ja, hi, wir sind hier wieder bei Pankowas Radio, immer noch auf dem Punk Holiday in Tolmin in Slowenien. Neben mir, ja, wir haben wieder Interviews hier. Mir gegenüber sitzt der Stefan. So, I'm here with
Ray from Teenage Bottle Rocket. Here I am, ich heiße Ray, Punk Rockers Radio.
Thank you very much as you're playing here. I saw you, well, I think 1 year or 2 years ago. Is there anything that has changed?
Yeah, there is. This is our first time to Punk Rock Holiday with our new drummer, Darren. My brother, my Svillingen, Brandon, my twin brother, Brandon, passed away in 2015. He passed on. And so we're here with our new drummer and continuing the rock music and doing what we know Brandon would want us to do. And we're going to continue to play rock and roll music with Darren, and it's great to be here.
So, and it's like, well, you also released a new album where there are only, like, cover songs on the album, but you didn't like, well, normally bands cover bands that are famous, that everyone knows, and you did, like, the opposite way, covering bands that are non-famous. How came to this?
It's just an idea that we've been talking about for years. I think Brandon actually came up with the concept in 2005. And it just came about because of the songs that we listen to in the van all the time. We'll be driving down the road and constantly be listening to RoboCop or Gay Parade. And we would just be talking amongst ourselves about, man, we should do this album where we actually record these band songs and maybe give them a little bit more recognition, but bring these outstanding tunes to a broader audience. And man, that was the idea, and we did it. I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Do you actually know all the bands personally?
Not all of them, but most of them.
Okay.
Yeah, like the shit fuck goddamn song. We don't know those guys personally, but we just listen to that. We listen to that song all the time, and we listen to that EP all the time. We thought they were called Maximum Asshole, but it's called Artemis Maximus, I guess. So we got in touch with all the bands before we recorded the songs to make sure that we had everyone's blessing. And let them know that what we were doing. And that band was actually particularly hard to get in touch with. We don't know them. They're not our friends. And they eventually did email back, and they were totally excited that we included them on the album. So at the end, it worked out. And Onion Flavored Rings aren't the tightest friends of ours, like with I Kill Butterflies. But we knew them from playing with them at Gilman Street in Berkeley in the past. So, yeah, it made it easier to get in touch with these bands.
And which song of the album was most difficult to interpret?
I think probably RoboCop or Hat Nerd.
Why?
Just, I think just stepping out of the box as far as our conventional tunes are concerned and adding the synthesizer to RoboCop. And, you know, part of the difficulty in covering a song is figuring out what key signature to sing the song in that fits me or Cody's voice, and also matching up the beats per minute, because a lot of these songs weren't recorded to a click track, and so the tempo on the original track goes up and down, and we would typically just speed up the song and play it a little faster than the original. But yeah, we had to come up with the beats per minute, and we had to come up with the key signature. And but yeah, those songs kind of rear end to some cracks in the sidewalk, but not too many. It was kind of just an easy record to record.
Hey, Ray, first of all, I'm Timo. Nice to meet you.
Hey, pleasure meeting you.
Sorry for being late, but I was running through the rain. So
not a problem.
So it's good to see you. And I just jump on with a question. Why did you actually decide to put RoboCop as the a first song of the cover album? I mean, you just mentioned
because it's the best one,
and it sounds really different. Because I listened to it first, and I was like, "Ooh, it's not Teenage Bottle Rocket." This synthy sound in the beginning. So why did you want to make something that sounds different? Or
man, you know, me and Cody were just really happy with the way that our voices worked out in the chorus. Man, the harmony that we throw down on the chorus, just the chorus I think it just turned out really cool. And there was a song that we all agreed on as a group, like, let's hit him with this one first. And, you know, we knew we were going to run into, like, whoa, this doesn't sound like a Teenage Bottle Rocket song, but that was also part of the concept, was let's make ourselves a little more uncomfortable in the studio with a couple of these songs, and let's stretch the envelope a little bit. And every record that we've had in the past has had a song that isn't conventional. It's an unorthodox song, for instance, Bullshit or Fatso Goes Nutsoid or the song Bottle Rocket, you know, and, you know, we don't want to go in and record So Cool over and over again.
And it's, I think to make such a cover record is always something ambivalent, you know, because in the beginning I thought, okay, that's kind of a lame idea, you know, just covering songs. But then I actually noticed that you guys try to make a mix of playing songs of unknown bands and also putting on it your own style. So you actually put some effort on the record, right?
We did. And in the end, it sounds like a Teenage Bottle Rocket record, which is a cool part.
Yeah, definitely. Over how many months, years did this idea develop? So did you have it in the back of your head for a couple of
years? Yeah, we've been talking about it for a long time. I think originally in 2005, Brandon, I believe, is the one that came up with the concept for the album. And I was telling them earlier, it was basically just us listening to these songs constantly in the van and talking amongst ourselves. And Brandon passed on, and we wanted to go in the studio with this idea with Darren the first time and maybe even take a little bit of the stress away from jumping into the studio with a bunch of originals.
Yeah.
But there's 14 songs on the cover album. At the same time, we recorded the 7-inch that is two originals. So we got a couple originals tackled as well and recorded 16 songs in 10 days. Just went in and busted it out.
So your last own record was Tales of Wyoming. And the years afterwards, you went through a very tough time since your brother passed away and your drummer...
Mine's feeling in.
Yeah. So, but people were actually wondering whether Teenage Bottle Rocket will or can go on without like a founding member. So why did you decide to say, okay, we got to do this?
I just told the dudes in my band that I lost my brother and I didn't want to lose my band.
All right, yeah. So, but you decided to go on, and now you got a new drummer. And so, do you feel like you also had to do this? So there was no choice.
Brandon would want us to continue to play music, and it's not the easiest thing to talk about, dudes. You know.
I know, definitely. Yeah. Sorry for putting this up.
No problem.
I hope it's okay. So.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. You got further questions? I just jumped in, so maybe you go on.
Yes, I want to talk about Why the Big Pause, because, I think it's funny, but when I first heard this song, I thought...
I didn't get it.
maybe. No, I didn't. I thought the pause is... It's kind of a dance on a rope. So we had the actual discussion, like, where can we really bring this song, because it's a nice... it's a nice start, and the guitars are cool, and the drums are cool, but then the big pause. Yeah.
Yeah, man, and you know, we doubled the pause. The original version, it's half as long.
Wow.
We doubled it. So I think the first one, the original is 16 measures, and we are 16 beats, and we did 32. Man, what a funny song. And right when we got done with it, it was like, we have to do a video. You know, this video is like scripts itself. A bear walks into a bar. It's like, we're buying a bear suit. And the other day, somebody showed up in the bear suit at the show. It's a party song. We've been playing it live. And, you know, take a little water break.
Yeah, but do you play the song also live?
We have been, yeah, every show. Yeah, man, take a water break, drink a beer.
Ah, that's awesome.
So since I was a little bit late, I don't know whether you already showed us your German skills, since I know you had German classes in high school. And
Mein Kampf ist kaputt.
There you go. So I was talking to my friends on the campsite, and I said, you know, Ray once told me this little poem, kind of a poem he learned in school, where you actually like conjugate sein.
Yeah.
This Ich bin hier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was it?
Ich bin hier.
Yeah, awesome.
Du bist da. Ist in Amerika. Wir sind groß und ihr seid klein. Sie sind an dem schönen Rhein.
Wonderful. Maybe you.
Do you know what it means? Yeah, I do. Yeah, man. And that's the hard part about German right there, man. Conjugating that shit.
Yeah.
Ich bin, du bist, ist, man. Fucking, you know, talking about how old Cody is. And I say, ist. Für sich Jahr alt. You know, and with a girl, Z ist, you know, and I just get confused as fuck.
And a lot of Germans doesn't do it as well.
Yeah, right. You know, just skip that shit.
Yeah. So there's like a phrase I always say, das hast du gut gemacht.
Okay.
Darum wirst du auch nicht ausgelacht. You get it?
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, so it's, respect. Thanks a lot.
Danke.
Thank you.
Tschüss.
You're welcome. Yeah, great. All right. Yeah. Did you already talk about your remote stuff, or did you? Oh, you did it already. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
We have beginnings of sentences, and
okay.
As long
right,
as
I'll
you,
do it.
As long as you want to do it.
I will never forget Brandon. If I was a drug, I would be cocaine. Oh, I don't know. It just popped into my head. The last time I did something for the first time was have sex. When I take a bath, I listen to Black Sabbath. If I was a drink, I would be Chocomel. Chocomel. It's a it's chocolate drink from Amsterdam or Holland. Chocomel.
I think.
Yeah, there you go. Narwhal's Chocomel.
Bam. I think also Yaya the Cat talked about it.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Doing sports is cool, man. Get involved. Get exercise. The hormones fucking rule. My friends love when I joke around and have fun. My friends hate when I fart in the bus. The worst place to wake up after a hangover is naked in a park. The first punk rock song I listened to was probably I Saw Your Mommy and Your Mommy's Dead. Suicidal tendencies. Punk rock is life. For me, punk rock holiday is totally fucking awesome, and there's no other place on earth like it. A free mind is a good mind to have. When I wake up, well, you know I'm going to be the one who wakes up next to you. If I could be a kid again, I would, man, do things a lot different. Probably be nicer to people when I was younger, and probably kiss a lot more girls. When I am down, I listen to music, try to pull myself out of it, and think about good thoughts, but sometimes you just got to embrace the down. In school, I majored in business. I graduated from university in 2005. In a club, the best place is... It all depends, man. If you have to go to the bathroom, it's the bathroom. If you want to get away from the crowd, it's the backstage. If you want to, you know, party with the crowd, it's in the crowd. But in a club, I guess the best place is on stage, rocking. I would like to share the stage with Randy the Band. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.